laden with the breath of swamps.
A flat world?
Then he sat down, while they sought for clues in each other's face. How did you know? Said Kin.
Magic,
he said.
I recognised you, of course. I enjoyed your book. I know Kin Arad works for the company. I see her sitting in Kung Line Top, a place one would not expect to find her. She looks ill at ease. I recall that about a month ago, when I was on Eftnir and couldn't get a ship out, being only the third best long-haul pilot in the region, I was approached by a man who...
I think I know the man, said Kin.
He said certain things and made certain offers. What did he offer you?
Kin shrugged. Among other things, a cloak of invisibility. The Kung's eyes widened.
He offered me a small animal skin pouch which produced these, he murmured.
Kin picked up the notes he laid on the table. There was a wad of 100 and 1,000 day bills, an Eftnik ceramic 144 pume bar, a thin roll of assorted human currencies, several hundred star chamber tokens, and a computer card.
Some of the currency I tendered to a money changer on Eftnir, said Marco. And she accepted it. There can be no greater proof of its genuineness if you have ever done business with an Eftnik. I think the card is a key card to an autobank, probably on Eftnir. There was a lot more, mostly Eftnik dollar bars. I was poor at the time.
Kin flicked a pium bar and watched it roll across the table. The bag produced them, she asked slowly.
Aye, 'twas no more than hand-sized. I watched it all come out. I thought he was company. He wished to buy my services.
As a pilot? The Kung waved two hands vaguely.
I can fly all kinds of ship, no error. Even without matrix tapes, I'm the best. What do these want?
The Bar Kung approached the table diffidently, towing behind him a very large hairy bell, which kept up by hopping on its one foot. There was a voice box strapped to the tuft at its tip.
This is green shading to indigo. It's an Eft, he said, helpfully. It's the line top sanitary officer.
Pleased to make its acquaintance, said Kin. With a deft flick, the Eft produced a transparent box from under its cloak, skin, and flourished it a few inches in front of Kin's eyes. She heard Marco hiss.
Voila, regarde, screeched the voice box. Earthy and mout, sappy end question.
A large black bird in the box looked beadily at Kin and went back to preening its feathers.
It turned up yesterday, said the Bar Kung. I told him. It's a bird, an earth animal, only it talks. We looked it up in the Guide to Sapien Species, but there is only one avian, and this is not it.
It looks like a damn big raven, said Kin, taking the box. What's the problem? She paused. I see the problem. You want to know, do you arrest it or destroy it? Anyway, how did the bird get in here?
Puzzle. We don't know.
On an impulse, Kin opened the box. The bird hopped up onto the rim and looked at her. It's harmless, she said. Probably someone's pet.
Pet? Mental symbiote, drawled Marco. Humans are crazy.
The Eft shuffled forward uncertainly and shoved its tentacle towards Kin again. It held a thick loop of intricately knotted string. With a sinking heart, she recognised it as an Eftnik touch book.
When I told It you were you. It went all